It's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here today's top stories. Governor Rauner gave his state of the state in the Capitol today. The rotunda. He talked about a bipartisanship and... I'm up. What happened? Why is it that our leaders always talk about being bipartisan in their speeches when they clearly, when we've clearly watched them be the exact opposite all the time? I wouldn't at all call out Rauner for being a partisan, like if he did a partisan speech, because that would be consistent. The bipartisan spiel is the same as the athlete being like, we just need to take it one day at a time. It's so disingenuous. Speaking of athletes, watching Rauner speak, I can't help but think if he were a football coach, he'd be 6-10. He's got the 6-10 vibe to him, doesn't he? And then instead of motivating the fan base to be optimistic for the next season, instead he talks about fundamentals. We're going to run the ball. We're going to practice better. No, 6-10 coaches should be fired. And take your coordinators with you too. Madigan and Cullerton, they can coach for the Dolphins. Really, what the state of the state reminded me of is that this state needs fresh voices at the top. In this case, we'd all be better off without the institutional knowledge that our current leaders are bringing us. GPS can help the newbies find the cafeteria. You don't need Madigan going, down this hallway to the left? Well, you're gonna see a sign? Go past that sign? What kills me is that just a year or two ago, pension reform was the rage. And now, it just feels like they've given up in Springfield. And this facade about bringing jobs to Illinois like Amazon and other companies, it comes with a huge caveat. If you give away billions of dollars in incentives and free taxes, someone else is going to have to pick that up. And that someone else is us. So for a governor who's pro-business, I'm confused about why he's against an income tax hike. He wants to give all those corporations a free ride in the state of Illinois, but also he's running on not raising taxes. So what does that mean? Well, it means he's going to starve social safety net organizations. We've seen that. Illinois, we put you in a happy state unless you're sick, poor, or in need. I added that extra part.
What do you think?
Amazon. Moving on to the State of the Union last night, President Trump delivered a long speech last night, almost as long as his tie. He took credit for a ton of stuff that he may or may not have been entitled to and talked about unity. Unity of everyone loving his ideas, I guess. He even took a shot at the Dreamers, or as Trevor Noah last night on Daily Show said, did he just all live matter the Dreamers? He did. All Dreamers matter. But as the State of the Union speech goes, it was okay. I didn't have a problem with it. So many people, I get the emails today, what an awful speech. It was a State of the Union speech. They're all awful. He introduced us to the American heroes and some babies. He also spent a lot of time framing immigration as an issue that's causing violent crime. It's a weird way to go about it, or at least a slimy way, right? I mean, to say that we have an immigration problem because illegal aliens are killing people in gangs is like saying that we have an American problem because whites are shooting up schools. You know what I mean? It's disingenuous to frame an issue that way. There are bad apples everywhere. Everyone knows that. Unfortunately, I'm not sure everyone sees what the president is doing here. Maybe it's not race baiting, but it's something baiting. And make up your mind, is it immigrants killing Americans, or is it immigrants taking our jobs? Or is it immigrants getting our benefits? Or immigrants not being skilled? Just make it up. Also, Guantanamo Bay! Good to see that's back in the news. USA! Cuba! Cuba! Wait, I'm confused. Where's Guantanamo Bay? All right, back to Illinois politics. A new poll for the Democrat primary is out and has J.B. Pritzker in the lead, but Daniel Biss is in second. What? Kennedy now in third. Wow. 37% of the voters still undecided, which means they haven't even paid attention yet.
Well, when's the election? March what? You know what? I'll just judge it on, I'll vote for who has the best commercial the day before. Who uses the best infrared black and white special effect? This candidate said what?
That's my favorite. When they start infraring, you know what I'm talking about, Pete? When they do the black and white, like they change the tone and the color and they get real deep into like the skin, like you almost zoom into the pores of the candidate that they're bashing. That's the commercial for me. I like that one.
He says he's for this, but is he?
Also, why is J.B. Pritzker making a new commercial for Jeannie Ives? Have you seen this? There's a new spot where it's just Ives carving up Rauner in the Trib editorial board, and at the end it says vote Pritzker. What? That's gross. Why not just focus on your own primary? I know Rauner did it, but you and everyone else, including myself, called him on it. And then you just kind of go on and do the same thing again? I'm not a huge fan of that. I mean, stick to your primary. Protesters brought sleeping bags to the Thompson Center today to advocate for rent control. They're planning to stay at the building till they are heard or until the rats get them. Hey, you probably could stay there forever just for the food court. Really great Arby's down there for anyone listening who's in the middle of the protest. Really great. You get 2-for-1 on Reuben's. Really nice. But the protesters do have a point. I guess there's a law on the state books for decades that outlaws rent control. What? Why? My guess is that landlords took lawmakers out for a couple of pina coladas or whatever drink was popular in 1977. But at any rate, it seems to work to keep rents in check in New York City, so why not try it here? You know, so we don't have rents that are like $3,000 for one bedrooms. Just saying, nobody wants that. I mean, not even landlords want that. Hey, that's a little too much. It feels so non-Chicago, right? I don't know, that's New York. I'll take, give me $2,000 cash. In media news, Mark Conkle, the former Sun-Times DNA Info writer, has been tapped to take over the Chicago Reader. Conkle was out of journalism for a second doing TV work. He, of course, was the voice of the CNN show Chicagoland a couple years back. Remember that show? He narrated it. On the north side, the river was turning green. But on the south side, the river was red with blood. On the north side, Cubs fans enjoyed a win, but on the south side, fans kept score with blood. Downtown, people flocked to Lollapalooza, but on the south side, blood. That was essentially, I just did the whole season of Chicagoland for you there. Some Chicago cops have been stripped of their police powers for allegedly stealing from drug dealers. Really? That's a thing? Also, it's a thing cops aren't allowed to do? I thought that was like Cops 101, right? I've seen The Shield. There's worse you can do. Anyway. New home sales are down in 2017, just like the previous 3 years. But the 4 years before that were good. But before that, bad. So good, but bad. Good, bad. I'll wait a week until another story comes out and tells me how great new home sales are. That's housing news. In weather, it's too warm for me. I'm getting used to the nice cold weather, right? Keep the wind out of it. Just give me the cold. Brisk. Also, super blue blood moon. Yeah. A lot of pictures. I did not see that. I saw a lot of pictures on Facebook. So at least in my mind, when I'm old and I'm in a nursing home, I'll be like, I remember the blood blue moon. When in reality, it was Instagram. Yeah. In sports, the Blackhawks got a big win on the road in Nashville last night. And looky here, they got a 2-game winning streak. Make that a 5-game winning streak, and we're in business. The thoughts of no playoffs will fade away like the lingering smell of your hockey bag. Or something like that. Good game for Forsberg, too. Keep it up. Only 4 points back. The wild card. You realize it's now less than 2 weeks till pitchers and catchers report. Still no word on Yu Darvish coming to the Cubs. The Brewers are said to be aggressive, but come on, Darvish. Really? You want to play in Milwaukee? I mean, they got the mascot and the slide and the hot cheese. I mean, you'll be into that for like a month. Then you'd be like, why did I leave LA for? But hey, if the Brewers do beat the Cubs to Darvish, it could be huge. The Bulls were rumored to have a deal with New Orleans, the Pelicans, to trade Nico Mirotic, but it fell through. So Mirotic won't be mixing it up at the Smoothie King Arena anytime soon, my favorite arena. Or will he? Is the Bulls season over yet? Is it close? In other NBA news, Kevin Love broke his hand. He's out for a while. Maybe that's good for the dreadlocked Derrick Rose. Get some more action. Probably not. NFL news, Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl. Other NFL news, quarterback Alex Smith traded from the Chiefs to the Redskins. Hey, if he can play shortstop, trade him to the Indians next. Or if he can skate? I'm just saying. And finally tonight, scientists have observed that killer whales can mimic human speech. What? So the next time you're out in the ocean and you hear, "Catch me outside." Catch me outside. Or, gonna be huge. You may want to swim because you're about to be eaten. That's the carryout for January 31st, 2018. Hey, we will never forget you, January. Actually, we will. In about a week. Or maybe even by Friday. right, coming up, Amanda Beneke is going to join us, break down the state of the state Governor Rauner gave today in the Rotunda. And coming up 8 o'clock, Justin Roberts, the Not Ready for Naptime Players, be in studio performing live. It's a download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.